Get started on your painting project this summer and save big money at Menards. Rust-Oleum Stops Rust 5-in-1 Spray Paint lets you choose from 5 unique spray patterns with a twist of the dial, so you can get a professional, corrosion-resistant finish on every project. Save big money on Rust-Oleum Spray Paint now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Today, Google is going to unveil all the advancements they've made in AI, artificial intelligence. And as it approaches graduation season, there's been a lot of talk about how AI is changing how our students learn. Is everybody cheating thanks to AI? James Walsh is the features writer for New York Magazine. And James, that's exactly what you set out to figure out.
That's right. I interviewed dozens of students, plenty of professors, school administrators, because it sort of seems as if everyone's using AI, and whether or not that's kind of kosher is a matter of some debate among students.
Absolutely.
James, well, before you reveal your results, your findings, right, and tell us secretly while you were doing all this research, I mean, even if people aren't, you must have figured out a way to do so, right? So let's get some degrees. Me, you, our friends, our family, let's do that right now.
I don't think anybody's offering me a degree just for using AI to transcribe my interviews.
All right.
James, what did the kids say that they were using AI for?
Sure, yeah. They're using AI for kind of every facet of their academic lives, for organizing their notes, for data analysis, for taking their notes, for outlining their essays, for coming up with ideas for their essays, for writing their entire essays.
One of my friends told me that her son asked ChatGPT to create him a study guide for a book, and he did well. He got like an 84 on the exam. He never even read the book. He just used the study guide that ChatGPT made him.
Well, I mean, I don't feel like that's so wrong, right? People used to do cliff notes all the time before.
Yeah, but he didn't read anything. Not a single sentence.
I'm less concerned, James, about that than I am, you know, the study notes and the cliff notes. Like, I feel like the first three things you said they're using it for all worked well. Compiling notes, taking notes, right? Giving you a study guide or whatever. All those things work for me. It's when you tell it to write the actual essay.
Even the writing itself doesn't freak me out as much as a student sitting down and saying, give me the idea for this essay. Give me the topic sentence for this essay. You know, writing, we people use Grammarly, they use spell check, but actually generating the ideas, that's important thinking. That's the kind of thinking that you pay tens of thousands of dollars to do in college.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it's another thing is that we keep looking at the teenagers. We keep looking at the high school kids that are using AI, because ChatGPT has only been around 2 years, but they have some frame of reference of what it's like to use common sense processing and thinking and studying. My concern is for my 6-year-old, because she asked me the other day, she's like, what colors do I mix to make brown? And I said, I don't know. And she said, look it up. So I said to her, there was a time where we didn't just look it up. I said, I used to have an Encyclopedia Britannica. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, but that was looking it up.
Right.
That was.
But it was having to know alphabetical order. You had to go to the right book to get it. You had to find the right page. Like, there was a process to figure out how to get the information. I didn't have to just type it in. Now, I'm not saying we're ever going to go back to that, but isn't there something concerning about the fact that they don't know how to process in their heads the way to get to an answer?
I think it's important for kids also just to know how to do difficult things, and because it's not only important to process information, but I think it's important to feel good about yourself, to know that you could accomplish something. Not everybody's going to become a writer who writes a paper, but I think there are other benefits from getting, you know, from the blinking cursor to 3 pages of text, you know, just the sense of accomplishment, like, hey, I can do that.
I have this. I have the solution. We're just going back to Dewey Decimal. Uh-huh. Everybody's going to learn how to actually do that. And if they do that, we're going to be fine. The rest of it, AI can handle.
Merfunkin' Wagnalls. That was the cheap version of Britannica.
This is a radio program here. You want to get us fired? Wow.
Oh, all right. James Walsh, the feature writer for New York Magazine. So I guess the short answer is we don't know what to do yet. That's what it comes down to.
We don't know what to do yet, and we should proceed, you know.
With caution.
Cautiously.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right?
All right. Thanks, James, so much for taking the time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.